You're listening to the news and music program on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to Arena's News. By the end of 2023, Kansas City Construction Investment Project Management Board has disbursed nearly 92.3% of the allocated capital. In 2024, the board has contractors who focus on construction, striving to soon complete and put into operation many key projects to meet the development requirements of the city. In 2024, Kansas City Construction Investment Project Management Board will be assigned a capital plan of more than 2,292.85 billion Vietnam Dong and focus on the construction of Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Sóc Trăng Expressway Phase 1, Component Project No. 2 through Kansas City Provincial Road Projects to soon complete and put into use. In addition, the board plans to start new work such as repairing and renovating the office at No. 1 Quang Trung Street, Tân An Road, Ninh Kiều District, renovation and repair of the Department of Foreign Affairs, the project of the Office of the National Assembly Delegation and the City People's Council. Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Trần Việt Trường he just signed the report to the Ministry of Home Affairs on a master plan for the arrangement of commune level administrative units for the period of 2023-2025. In 2024 and 2025, Kansas will mark four wards in the central district of Ninh Kiều, forming Thới Bình New Ward. Accordingly, the entire natural layer and population size of An Phú, An Nghiệp, An Cư wards will be merged into Thới Bình Ward, or in Ninh Kiều district, establishing Thới Bình Ward. After the merger, Thới Bình Ward will have a natural area of 1.92 square kilometers and a population of 56,364 people. Kansas City People's Committee has just decided to approve the enrollment plan for grade 10 in the 2024-2025 school year. Accordingly, the method of admission is to still hold entrance exams for all public high schools, organize admission for private high schools with many educational levels, including high school level and vocational education, continuing education centers of urban and suburban districts. Regarding enrollment targets for public high school, the whole city enrolls from 65% to 70% of students who have graduated from secondary school in districts and within the specific age. Yesterday, the youth delegation of Kansas City's business block and the youth delegations of the business office blocks of Bình Dương and Bình Phước branches came to offer incense and visit Home King's Temple in Kansas City. On the same day, the delegations also attended the groundbreaking ceremony of the youth's work to concretize road with a length of 70 meters and a width of 1.5 meters in Area 1, Sơn Ái Lệch, Bùi Hữu Nghĩa Ward, Bình Thủy District, with a total budget of 70 million Vietnam Dong, of which the three delegations supported 30 million Vietnam Dong. Implementing the city's policy on developing a public bus network in 2023, the investment in this transport activity achieved many positive results. Accordingly, the City Department of Transport has completed the bidding package to build a Smart City Operations Center and over 500 waiting houses and stops at a cost of over 10 billion Vietnam Dong. From now until the Lunar New Year, in addition to adding more buses, especially minibuses, to serve busy routes, the City Department of Transport continues to coordinate with Phương Trang Bus Company to put into operation four provincial routes in suburban districts such as Cờ Đỏ, Thới Lai, Phong Điền to serve the travel of people during Tết holidays. The Tết decoration market is entered an active business season. At supermarkets, bookstores, home decoration shops, the colorful home decors are on display with diverse designs, eye-catching forms serving a variety of people's needs for home decoration to welcome spring. The prices of Tết decorations this year have not changed much compared to last year, even many products have discounts of between 10 and 50%. Implementing the provisions of the Constitution and the Law on Organization of the National Assembly this morning, the 5th Irregular Session of the 15th National Assembly opened solemnly at the National Assembly House, Hà Nội Capital. The National Assembly will consider the land bill amended. In this session, the National Assembly also considers and comments on the draft law on credit institutions amended, a number of specific mechanisms and policies for national target programs, implementation of the resolution on thematic supervision at the sixth session, give comments on some important and urgent contents of finance budget, etc. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.